President Bush says the intelligence memo he received on al-Qaeda a month before the September 11th attacks contained no specific indication of a terrorist attack in the United States. The August 6, 2001 memo was the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. Besides the President, only a few top administration officials get to see the PDB. The document is a summary of intelligence reports written at the CIA's headquarters in Virginia and delivered to the President at the beginning of each working day. Richard Kerr is the former deputy director of the CIA. He has both prepared PDBs and briefed former Presidents Reagan and Bush on intelligence issues. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the aim of the President's daily brief?
Well, it really is to provide a daily report, not unlike a newspaper, on current intelligence. It is for information. It provides information, current and background information, and analysis about the significance of that information.
And it's written by a fellow pretty high up in the CIA?
No, often they start at an analytic level, and this particular one probably was in the Counterterrorism Center. One thing that's very important is that it is not a decision paper. It's not a decision document. It's an information document. And there's not a little box down on the bottom that says, check here for an action. It comes in the morning, and at that point in time, actions in terms of new collection or some asking people for new information should have already been done by CIA or other organizations. After all, it was prepared the previous day, maybe a couple days prior to the time it was given to the President.
So the President reads it. Who else?
The primary members of the National Security Group, the Vice President, obviously, the National Security Counselor, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and I think at the current time, the director of the Attorney General or the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Does the August 6, 2001 document presented to President Bush differ in tone or content from a typical PDB?
Well, it's like saying, does a news article or an article that you have on this program differ? Certainly they differ. They differ in context and content. They differ in scope. Some of them provide just new information and comment on it. Some of them are very much background papers. And you have to think of this as a continuity piece, a piece that there would be other pieces before it and after it that would deal with terrorism and counterterrorism.
Was it vague or did it sound an alarm?
No, I think it was background information with an update. It looked to me like a piece that someone in the Counterterrorism Center or someone in the system would say it's time to do another update about counterterrorism to use our current information and some background. And this is a refreshing, no single piece kind of dominates the process. Very unusual to have a very dramatic piece that says, aha, here's some information that has to be acted upon. If that was that kind of information, it would have gone through another, probably in another process, a decision process as well as an information process.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Former Deputy Director of the CIA, Richard Kerr.